You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The World Health Organization's newly released report onto regulating cross-border alcohol marketing has raised the alarm for countries like Australia and New Zealand, given our light approach towards alcohol advertising. New Zealand and Australia are some of the highest consumers of alcohol, and researchers are worried that the rise of digital marketing is increasing the impact of alcohol advertising. As digital spaces such as the metaverse begin to gain traction, there are concerns that Australasia's lax approach to alcohol marketing has been overlooked in decision-making. I spoke to Sally Caswell from Massey University about the matter. The WHO report found that digital media is binding the world together across borders in ways that did not exist 30 years ago, and the rising importance of digital media means that alcohol marketing in particular has become increasingly cross-border. How is this form of marketing regulated in New Zealand and Australia?
I'm afraid it's absolutely not regulated, and this is common in many countries in the world. So it reflects the fact that we really haven't taken alcohol marketing very seriously when it was in traditional media. And I think also policymakers are really not very savvy about what's happening in the digital media. They're just, I think, beginning to understand the power of the targeting through things like the hate speech and, you know, the way in which people have messages directed to them purely in order to get their attention. This is exactly what's happening in the marketing of unhealthy products as well, but it's taking a bit longer for people to recognise how important this is.
How effective is marketing alcohol through the web? What kind of engagement does it get?
So the alcohol industry were really early into the digital media, and it was reported early on that they were getting very, very high levels of engagement, much more than other products. And more recently, it's clear that alcohol is about three times as often marketed as other products. So there are really high levels of engagement. And the companies have moved their marketing budgets away from traditional media to a very large extent.
How do brands specifically target users in a way that they know that these users would engage with?
Well, they've got a huge amount of information available to them. The data that we shed in our everyday lives as we use our smartphones, we move around, our locations are available. We use the social media. They know about our moods. They know how we're feeling. They know what brands we like. All of this information is available to them to allow ads to be targeted using artificial intelligence. So it's an incredibly fast and efficient way of doing it. And it means that they can choose the moment, the most appropriate moment, to send a direct advertisement around the brands that we like. And now increasingly, very importantly, we can actually purchase online as well. So it's a sort of a seamless marketing and purchasing opportunity for people.
We're seeing the rise of the metaverse as a digital platform, and as you said before, in the past, alcohol brands have been pretty onto it with venturing into new forms of digital advertising. How would you describe what the metaverse is and how alcohol brands will use it for marketing?
Well, the metaverses, and there's more than one of them, but they're virtual environments where people can, through the avatars they create, can live out virtual lives. And already, you know, Heineken, for example, has a virtual bar operating. The avatars can go in, can purchase virtual alcohol, make a relationship with the brand in that sort of circumstance. And I think one of the key issues that makes some of us in public health concerned about the metaverse in particular, for this kind of virtual reality to work, a whole lot of biometric data has to be collected. So, you know, the way that your eyes move and your ECG, the way that your body responds to particular stimuli, is all being picked up and collected in order to create this experiential experience, this virtual experience. But that can also be used as further information to target the right sort of marketing messages at the right time and so on. So I think that's one of the concerns that people are really expressing now in the beginnings of the research literature in this area.
The development of the digital sphere and how alcohol brands in particular are utilising it to market to their target audience is kind of an uncharted territory in legislation. Do you think that policymakers aren't acting with enough urgency towards this growing area?
I think they certainly are not. I think one of the issues is that the digital media marketing is because it is so targeted, it's targeted towards individuals or towards lookalike audiences. And so policymakers and many of us living our ordinary lives are really unaware of what is going on. And so I think that's one of the reasons. But I think also we've accepted a level of normalisation of alcohol, which is a risky product, and many people experience a lot of harm through their engagement with it. We at the same time as accepting that people are drinking and enjoying alcohol, we've also let it become very, very heavily marketed, which isn't providing a good environment for people to make healthy choices around it. So I think, it's a combination of too lax attitude towards alcohol and also really deep ignorance about what is going on in the marketing world.
Some countries have successfully implemented legislation to restrict digital alcohol marketing. Others have not been so successful. Could you explain what would make for an effective regulation of digital alcohol marketing?
Well, quite a few things have been suggested, but nothing really looks like it is likely to work if you focus on trying to regulate the platforms themselves. So, I mean, it's early days to be sure about this, but, suggestions that we should be able to see what algorithms they're using, that doesn't really work because the algorithms are developed by artificial intelligence. They're very dynamic. They change all the time. Even the marketers themselves, people say, don't really understand them. So I think you probably have to go back to actually regulating the product and saying that this is a product which should not be marketed at all. So the countries around the world where we have seen that there is no marketing in the digital environment are those countries which have got a complete ban on alcohol marketing, like, for example, Norway, that's had one in place for a very long time, and their digital environment is relatively clear of, which is what we've done with tobacco. So I think, the comparison we need to make all the time is that, yes, okay, the goal with tobacco is no tobacco, smoke-free. The goal with alcohol is a little bit different, but nevertheless, the idea of marketing it should be seen to be very similar. It's something that we don't need to do.
That was Massey University's Sally Caswell speaking to me about digital alcohol marketing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.